Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mom!
Look, Mom, no hands. Get the fan on your smart speaker.
We want it now!
Just say, play WFAN.
Back here on The Fan, 11:02, Ranger fans, oof. How do you not stick that open netter? I mean, the goalie was there, but I mean, you had the entire left side of the net wide open.
Yeah.
You put a blindfold on, you stick that home. Jeez. And you miss it to the right by a fairly wide margin. Now, I know the Rangers got a little lucky there, and they had a serious drop in play. Like, they lost it.
Yeah.
Or I should say the Canes just asserted themselves differently. But
no, they just had a different philosophy. Honestly, I feel like...
But the Rangers got lucky, too, because there was one that hit the crossbar, the other one... I mean, twice you heard... Twice in the third period.
The breakaway. He deked him to the five hole and took it up top, and it hit the crossbar.
That was a sweet move.
Oh, it was sweet as hell.
Shesterkin
was gone. He was lost on that one. But, you know, I think they did learn because they played so much better in this game than they did against the Penguins. And I think they learned, you know, from that Penguin series that, you know, you got to protect your house. And they even said this on the broadcast, how they, you know, they were forechecking, you know, exceptionally well, but the forwards were staying back a little bit so that they couldn't get through the neutral zone unfettered. So hats off to them. And I got to tell you, BT, I might be the bush here as well because I was watching the game, like every minute of the Rangers Hurricanes game. Mm-hmm. And then at 2 minutes and, I don't know, 20 seconds, because I was doing an event last night with Bernie Williams. So I was watching it on my phone. I get home and I'm like, 2 minutes, I'm starving. Let me go make something to eat. I stopped watching.
How do you stop watching a 1-0 game with 2 minutes to go in the game?
They were doing so well. And then all of a sudden, it's produced 2 minutes left.
Exactly, which is why you should have hung around.
I should have.
Oh, geez.
And then they scored. I'm like, ah. Here we go.
Yeah, it's definitely your fault.
It's not Bernie's fault,
that's for sure.
Blame it on me.
How's Bernie doing?
Bernie is amazing.
He's such a good guy.
Great, great, great dude. We did an Enthusio event. We had a fantastic conversation about his career, and it was good stuff.
Oh, he's a deep thinker. He's always been great. Bernie's awesome. So it's 11:04 on The Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Of course, our friends at Town Fair remind you always get the guaranteed lowest rate on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The other thing about this Rangers game, and I don't say this to denigrate the announcers. I know others did. That's not my mission or my motive here, but talk about an antiseptic broadcast. You go from round one on MSG to, you know, round two last night on ESPN, and it just didn't have any juice, man. I even tweeted, can we please parachute Sam Rosen in for the overtime? It was, I know it bothered real Ranger fans. It just sounded too sterile.
Yeah,
you know, for the moment, it just wasn't working.
Yeah, there wasn't a home feel to it at all. And I get it, but
what's Doc? Get Doc off the retirement couch. Come on, Doc. We need you back, Doc Emmerich. You know, so you lose the first game. Listen, I didn't think the Rangers would win the series. I didn't think they would win the game last night. But last night's the kind of game, if you do win, opinions can change because you know they're going to get one at the Garden, or you would strongly believe that they would. And at that point, if you know you walk away 1-0 or 2-1 in overtime, and by the way, Cole, he had two goals during the regular season, and there was nobody even in front of the Rangers net except of course a Ranger, which obscured the shot a little bit for Shesterkin. That was just a flip on the net, like, all right, let me just fire this and see if anything happens. That guy never scores. I know he's a former Stanley Cup champion, but he never scores. That is a tough loss.
Agreed.
All right, 877-337-6666. Paul's in Newark. on the Fan. What's up, Paulie?
What's up, guys? How are you?
We are good.
Awesome. Now, listen, the Met fans already see the writing on the wall, you know? Maybe Buck Showalter, you know, will steer the ship in the right direction. But me, as a, you know, Yankee fan, BT, you know, we got to take that positive approach because, you know, we want them to do good so we can go to the show with them and then
yes.
kick their butt.
Yes,
you know?
We would like to face them in the World Series so we can win again. Yes, we would like to secure number 28.
Why not?
Correct. Absolutely.
Quick question, BT. Yeah. I mean, Tiki.
Yeah.
Well, but it's a soccer point, but the GOAT. Who's the GOAT? Ronaldo
Pele.
Or Messi?
It's easy, Ronaldo. Not even close.
I Pele. Mean,
his That's my buddy. Yeah. All right. That's what I'm hearing
the
about.
The hat tricks.
Georgia Canalia.
The Ballon d'Ors, all that stuff.
How's that poll? You don't even know who Georgia Canalia is, do you?
No.
You don't even know who that is?
I have no idea
who that is.
I thought
you were a big soccer buff.
No, I'm a current soccer buff.
I thought you were a big soccer fan.
You know, you start talking about soccer.
Devout soccer guy.
People get
fervent
lost.
Fervent soccer
you,
fan.
You start talking about ancient soccer.
Hey, listen, if you're a fan,
out.
You got to know your history. You better do some work on this, Barber.
All right.
I mean, if I've got to be the guy on the show who pulls the old school soccer references, we're in trouble.
Mm.
I think every time...
Who's third in the table in EPL?
I have no idea, and I don't care. I think that here's a new show rule. Every time that I have... And I really hope it doesn't come up much, because I won't let it. But if a soccer trivia question ever comes up, like or like the last caller, and I know the answer and you don't... Mm. That is a full day of banning of soccer talk on the show.
No, but he asked a question that I answered easily.
But you didn't know the answer.
I did know the answer.
No, but that's not the right answer. It's Pele. Pele's the greatest soccer player of all time.
No, he said, who's the GOAT, Messi or Ronaldo?
No, I just expanded the conversation. Who's the GOAT? Who's the GOAT? You don't say, who's the GOAT, who's the GOAT, Kevin Durant or Jason Tatum? You say, who's the GOAT?
It takes
qualifiers. Michael Jordan, LeBron, or Javar. That's what you say. It's all time. GOAT.
International soccer, it's Pele.
Dude, it's GOAT.
Club soccer?
All time.
Club soccer, it's Ronaldo. Not even close.
I think we had enough soccer talk for the month.
I agree. Thank you.
Not even close.
Freddie's in Deer Park. What's happening there, Freddie? How are you?
Pele tried to get American soccer off.
Hey, BT, how you doing? How you doing, Tiki?
What's up?
Yeah, in the 70s, didn't have any TV outlets to help. Didn't have the digital.com here to help him. Hold on one sec, Freddie. If Pele was on the Cosmos now, by the way, there were 80,000 people at the Meadowlands when Pele was playing with Canalia. I'm just saying. And if they had the digital era and TV and all these other components that soccer has now, Pele would have been the guy who pushed this through.
100,000 at Anfield.
I understand that. That's now.
All right.
This is 40 years ago Pele did it. Anyway, Freddie, I think he's annoying me right now.
What's up, Freddie?
That's okay.
Yes. What's up, dude?
New York Cosmos, Franz Beckenbauer. Don't forget him.
That's right.
Not I was around for that.
Yeah, neither of us know who that
okay.
is.
Okay. he was on the team with Pele and Canalia.
Okay.
I'll take your word.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Got you, Freddie. Fred?
Before I go on my rant.
Okay.
Tiki.
Yes.
I'm a Jets fan, but I think you should be in the Hall of Fame based on the production.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
And Joe Klecko without also.
Oh, Klecko gets now, such disrespect. It's unbelievable.
I know. It's that drives me wild as a Mets fan. Now, my question was, Tiki.
Yes.
Were you out having drinks with Brady Quinn? Because the negativity coming off today
it was sipping
equal
hate
to what he did with the Jets.
No, I was not. I don't know if Brady drinks, actually.
He doesn't drink?
I don't know.
He's one of those the body temple kind of a guy.
I was just look, Fred, as a Mets appreciator.
Thank you, Fred.
Not a fan. I'm an appreciator, and I have so many friends that are Mets fans. That's the emotion that happened for everybody when Max Scherzer goes down. And if it'd been in a vacuum, Max Scherzer, 37 years old, we bring him in so we can load our rotation.
Try to win a World Series.
And he independently goes down and not, you know, DeGrom and then his 6'7" young replacement, Tyler McGill, also goes down. Lindor, who
starting catcher got hurt.
Felt like he was going to be great. Exactly.
Handmade bone. Not that he's very good. Hey, he can't hit it all, but still.
All of these things, I would say, it's just Scherzer. He's fine. He's 37. He didn't need to make 35 starts, as the caller said before anyways. As long as he's healthy come the end of the season, we're fine.
Okay.
But given everything that's happened up to this point, and I know it's early, let's use that word, early,
yeah,
it's still significant, especially because he's 37 years
old. It's not significant until we actually get some sort of diagnosis. Can we get a medical reaction here? Is it a grade one? Is it a grade two? Is it the intercostal? Is it the oblique? Now, here's the one. Is it a grade three? Here's one thing that is very real, it could be real, and would be very worrisome.
Yep.
If it's a grade one, no big deal. Grade two, trickier to navigate. Grade three, the problem is now, if it's on that side of the medical chart.
Yeah, if it's three, it's a tear. And if it's two, it's a partial tear.
Yeah, and if it's a partial tear, there's going to be a complete shutdown for a while. And at that point, you'd have to think that to regenerate his arm and his shoulder, let alone navigate the trickiness of that part of the body, the oblique and the intercostal is always a pain in the ass. I had it. It stinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you could breathe wrong. You could have a bad dream. Jump in your bed, and you're kind of right back to where you were.
Yeah, you flex wrong, whatever it may be.
I hit a speed bump once coming into Manhattan when I did it, and it hurt like I thought somebody hit me with an axe. But the point being, if he's out for too long, it's almost like he's literally going back to square one to build up his arm strength.
Yep.
And that could mean, depending upon the grade, two, two and a half, hybrid, 2-3, could mean a couple of months.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a pain in the ass injury.
Yeah. So just hear this when you listen for the diagnosis on Max Scherzer. Grade one, as BT was going, it's just like an overstretching. Grade two, partial tear. Grade three, it's a tear. And that's going to be a couple of months.
That's months.
Yes.
Big time plural. Okay. Let's go to Mike in Staten Island. Mike's on the Fan Tiki and Tierney Show. Mike.
What's going on, guys? First of all, Tiki.
What's up?
You got up and you got food with 2 minutes to go in the game?
I did. I was starving. I told you.
Jinx.
Hey, Mike, I even admit, at least I admitted it. At least some fans would be like, yeah, I was sitting there the whole time. At least I admitted it.
This is inexcusable, right? Am I right?
Mush job, Mikey. Yeah. He's a mush.
I mean, really?
I mean, if I was on here, like, you know, just championing the Rangers every day of my life, like Boomer, then you could say I was doing a mush job. But, you know, I parachuted.
Did you at least, like, DVR it or pause, and when you come back, you kind of see it? That's even worse.
No, I got the alert on my phone.
Oh, that's what
you know, the
CBS Sports thing pops up.
Hang on a sec, Mike.
The CBS Sports thing pops up, and I'm like, oh, that's not a good thing.
Oh, Mike.
Unless
Mike,
it was end of game.
This guy, Mike? That is
no,
horrendous.
I honestly can't.
Horrendous.
So, listen.
He's hungry, man.
I could because I think, now, BT, I'm like you. I'm a Jets Yankee. Okay? Right. So I think part of the reason why Mets fans have this ingrained in them, like the sky is going to fall, is because most of them are Mets, Jets, and Knicks. And they've had nothing but despair and demise and... Mm. So I think that there's the handful of people that have that. Like, I'm a Jets fan, so I expect it with the Jets, right?
Yeah.
I have that sense of doom coming with the Jets. But when it comes to baseball, Mets fans, like, they don't have any relief. You understand? Like, I feel like there's no, like, all right, like me and you, like, the Jets come off all these terrible seasons in a row. And, I we've spoken in the past saying we both feel they're on the right track. But that hasn't happened yet. But me and you still have the Yankees every year.
Yeah,
we're
you're right.
We're going to look forward to,
yeah.
You know?
It's like, yeah, pitchers and catchers are a couple weeks away after the season. We're good, man. Pitchers and catchers. 2 weeks
that's
away.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, but hold on a second, Mike. Mike, you challenge Tiki. Let me challenge you a little bit. Yes, we do share the same teams. Are you a Knick guy? Ranger? I'm not even sure. You're a Knick guy, right?
Knicks and Rangers, Jets
okay.
and Yankees.
Okay, so we're the same teams here. But the success of the Yankees, you know, mid-90s and beyond, obviously, does not offset the pain for me of the Jet seasons at all. It doesn't.
I agree. It's different, though, BT. Like, for example, the pain when it comes to the Jets will always be there and it'll always be that craw on your side. But at least, like Tiki said, there's light at the tunnel, like, we know we're going to get meaningful baseball games into August, or at least we assume we are because we're on, you know, with the Yanks.
Yeah.
When it comes to Mets fans, it's like, okay, here come the Jets, and it's September, third week of September, and the season's over.
I see. It's just a continuous cycle of despondency. No, yeah. I got you there, Mikey.
You keep the same emotion all year round, and it's just going to be hard, man.
I mean, being a good fan is not easy, Teak.
It is not.
It's
You're
not
right.
A lot of responsibility. 877-337-6666. Coming up next, giving away field-level Yankee tickets, give you Tiger Woods update. And maybe this is the day where, and We haven't gotten this yet, but you know, I'd like to kind of shift it a little bit and provide, you know, a little spark of positivity for the Mets. And I don't even mean contrived, manufactured energy. They are in first place, and they are in first place by a pretty wide margin. So, see, these are the kind of tweets. This is what I'm here for. This is what I'm here for. In terms of shrapnel for the show, right? And what I mean by shrapnel, I mean the residual shrapnel that is generated. Usually comes my way.
That I cause you a grief.
Well, usually, like, Met fans get on me, whatever. Uh-huh. So, but I love when people get on you.
Okay.
I'm going to read you two tweets. You ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Number one, and they're both about soccer. And we will not belabor this, but I want this to be read. Tiki doesn't know what he's talking about. First of all, Messi has 7 balloons to Ronaldo's 5. And it's not even a question that Messi is the GOAT among the soccer world.
Yeah,
Tiki is a fraud soccer fan.
Yeah. Well, I've only been a fraud a soccer fan for, I don't know, 4 years. So you want to call me a historical fraud? Fine. But I know hat tricks when you watch a guy play and who's a lead athlete. That's kind of Ronaldo.
Okay.
Just say it.
Somebody else tweeted us.
By the way, what did he do with PSG this year? Messi.
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Nor do I care. John Doe with a bunch of numbers. That's his Twitter handle. He writes, bro, if you want to be the soccer guy, you can't just dismiss a name like Beckenbauer. I don't watch soccer besides World Euro Cup, and even I know who that is. He's arguably the GOAT, like Jordan, Kareem, or LeBron.
Never heard of him.
Well, that doesn't mean that he's not one of the GOATs, at least in the conversation.
I just got to appreciate you for bringing soccer back up.
But at least, don't you think if you're gonna position yourself to be a soccer fan, should you know at least, heard
history doesn't matter to me. History doesn't matter
to
me.
You love history.
I know, but
all aspects of history.
I don't love soccer enough yet to go digging into the history of soccer.
I don't think knowing one of the GOATs is digging. That's like a cursory search. Hey,
Beckenberg,
who's the greatest soccer player
of all time? You've heard of Beckenberg before?
No, I don't. But I'm not the soccer guy.
Okay, but do you
Beckenbauer.
Watch Beckenbauer, whoever it is.
Yeah, let's not make it worse. You just get the guy's name right.
I don't know what the hell he is. I've never heard of him. I've never seen him play. I've never seen a highlight.
I think it's Brock Beckenbauer.
Brockenbauer?
Beckenbauer. Beckenbauer. What?
I know De Bruyne. I know Hoglund. I know Messi.
Don't start name dropping there to obscure the fact that you don't know who Beckenbauer is.
When did he play?
I have no idea.
Dove, when did he play?
Well, I'm going to guess. Well, I know in the 70s with the Cosmos.
But I know the name.
When did he play?
I'm going to say from 75 to 80.
Probably around there.
Oh, yeah. Great. You know what? I was 0 and 5.
Okay. I was born in the 70s, too.
Okay.
I know about Pelé and the Cosmos.
But did you know Beckenbauer?
You didn't even know Pelé played for the Cosmos.
Of course I did.
Well, I mean, no, you didn't know Giorgio Canalia. How do you not know the great Italian? He's Italian, right? Is he Italian? Let's see. Giorgio Armani.
What the hell are you even talking about?
Armani, I mean. I want to make sure I have the ethnicity right. Just learn. Listen. Do a little homework this weekend on soccer history.
No, I don't need to.
Be the soccer guy.
I care about soccer.
No, you do, though,
because they're going to
call you out for it.
I'm
going to let them.
I care about modern soccer.
Oh, modern soccer.
That's right.
What would you say if somebody called up and talked about the Jets or the Giants, a young football fan says, I don't care about that Barber guy. He's not playing now. He must have sucked. What did he do, Tiki Barber? He wasn't a good running back. I don't care about modern football.
I'd say fine. It's all good. When someone breaks my record, then my name will come up and you'll know who I am.
Bobby's in Long Island. I always do that. That's my bad. Bobby on Long Island. Mm. On Long Island. I know. What up, Bobby?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's happening?
You know, Tiki, I hope that was filet mignon you were going to get out of the refrigerator
It was actually ramen noodles.
oh my God, that's more embarrassing.
It was late. You know, I needed something quick. 3 minutes.
you know, you guys are talking about the Yankee fans, Met fans. I'm a diehard Met fan. My dad was a fucking hard Dodger fan, and when they left, you know, I was raised when the Mets came.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised with the Mets. That's why I'm surprised with you, Tini. You're from Brooklyn, correct?
Yes.
So I guess your whole family was Yankee.
No, my dad's an old dog. My dad was born in the 40s. He was young, you know, old enough to have played, you know, he was playing ball in the schoolyard when they won it in 55, and obviously they left. He became a Mets fan. But I'm just a Yankees fan.
That's
By the way, how did that happen?
I loved Greg Nettles. I probably watched more Mets early than Yankees because my dad made me.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. And really an affinity for the Conner's Corner and some of these obscure names like Mark Bombach or, you know, we talk about Neil Allen. He's not obscure, but, you know Doug Flynn, you know Ellis Valentine. I just watched these guys. So, but I'm not a Mets fan. You know, and I don't hate the Mets. That's the bottom line. That's the scouting report.
Oh, that's cool. And like I said, I just hope that we do meet in the World Series because they both got good great records. But, you know, things happen. It's a long season.
I hear you.
It's happening right now with the Mets a little bit. You know, but they just
got to weather it. They got to find a way to weather it. And look, I believe that they will. I'm not saying that they're doomed to irrelevancy all of a sudden and to the back of the division.
You said they were cursed.
Cursed doesn't mean that you can't overcome it. Means that when you get good
stuff,
something bad happens. And that's exactly what's happening with the
Mets. But if you don't do anything after the bad stuff happens, the curse seems to be terminal.
Yes, but I believe
Not saying that it's terminal.
The Mets will do something. Steve Cohen is obsessed with making this particular team successful and a winner. And you know he's going to do something.
Okay, I'm probably
talking about it right now. Can we go get Wilson Contreras because we got catcher issues? Can we go find an arm for either the bullpen or, hell, a spot starter who may be on an expiring contract on a horrible team right now? Can you do that?
By the way, how many millions or hundreds do you think he lost in the market yesterday?
Oh, man. Jeez. I think it's in the billions.
Billions?
Yeah.
So maybe they can't afford that guy.
Mm. I mean, the market's been garbage.
It sucks. I think... Now, we have to talk logically here because there's a premise and then there's like an actual direction. I agree with your premise.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cohen will do so, or will try to do something.
Yes.
But what? Because you don't need a first baseman. You got one.
Mm-hmm.
There's no stud catchers available that will really change the bottom line. You know, I don't know what. Forget about starting pitching. From the day-to-day lineup, who can you get? J.D. Martinez is the bat that we talked about, but probably not yet. So who are they even getting?
I mean, the only reason I say Contreras is because I've seen that a couple places. He's not going to give you the power that you're looking for. But he is going to give you a better slash line, right?
And yes.
And he's on a prove it year, right? He's expiring contract after the season. So he's not cashing in. He's young. What's he, 30? Maybe 31? I think he's only 30.
Sounds about right.
And so that makes sense for that part of it. But you're right. What the real need is, I don't know where you go find that and where you place it. In this lineup, they were already heavy, you know, with their positional player rotations, and now you're just going to compound that a little bit. But we've been talking about this for a while, right? How they need to make this move, and there's, you know, whether it's Dom Smith or whoever, somebody's going to get moved out. It's going to feel, oh man, it's too soon to move him. We didn't know what he could become,
mm-hmm.
But with Stevie Cohen wanting to make this team a winner right away. It's going to happen. It's the sacrifices you make. The question will be, how does any potential future move upset this clubhouse, right? Make it feel, oh, man, you're undercutting something that we're building here type of thing. And, you know, that's to be determined. But that's baseball, right? It's a non-loyal sport.
Now you forgot one word.
What's that?
Susan. Baseball Susan.
That's right. But that's the Yankees.
But
you keep bringing the Yankees back into this conversation.
I'm trying to find a tweet here from Buster Olney yesterday about Juan Soto. Mm. You know, we thought, I know you and I talked about this off the air.
Yeah.
That I mean, everybody thinks that he's gone, but we thought that he would be dealt next year.
Yes.
Because the following year is when he would be eligible for free agency. But if I'm the Nationals, right, you know, why wouldn't you do it now? Because, boy, you get him for an extra 80 games, 100 mm-hmm. I mean, think about what that tacks onto the asking price. Why wouldn't you unload him?
Yeah, but to whom? Who's going to grab him right now?
Who's not?
The Mets aren't going to
start with
go
the
get
Mets
him.
And the Yankees.
The Yankees aren't going to do it.
Why not?
Because the Yankees don't need to do it right now.
But no. But they're going to. No, they don't need to do it. It will not prevent them from doing it. Gallo, there's the door. Hicks, get your bag. There's the door. Here's our new left fielder. His name is Juan Soto.
Hmm.
Now, what do you give up for him? I don't know.
That really compromises your ability to
what?
To sign Aaron Judge.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Because you don't have to extend unless the deal would have to include an extension, which I don't think it would right away.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so. It's not like football necessarily. Well, like quarterbacks get dealt. I need the new contract. I mean, you acquire him. You've got a year and a half to navigate this. You figure out some other spots.
Yeah, but don't forget
Soto and Judge.
Don't forget the agent in the middle of this, right? The agent is always the X factor that nobody talks about. We talk about these trades, and it's always team to team. But there's always an agent that gets in the middle that sometimes screws it up. In fact, that's what happened with James Bradberry. Right? The Giants were trying to trade James Bradberry for the longest time. And, you know, the Giants had a lot of conversations with teams to move on from James Bradberry, which would have saved them so much on the salary cap this season. Although we know they had to cut him. But the reason the deal could never get done is the agent kept getting in the middle of it after a potential deal was consummated. And so you know that especially in baseball, that becomes the issue. What's the agent's take,
mm-hmm.
right? If he's not happy with it, then the deal's not going to get done.
Do you know who reps him? I don't know. I mean, is that
no
Boris?
Idea. It's a good.
I don't know if it's Boris.
You can look,
yes, it's Scott Boras.
Oh, there's no way that's happening.
So he's a free agent in 2025, as we know. And again, I don't think he'll be dealt this year. I'm just reacting to a Buster Only tweet. But if they traded him in the next month, you've got the rest of the 2022 season, all the 23 and all the 24. It would rival the biggest trade in the history of baseball.
Wow.
Whatever that would be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Juan Soto would exceed that. How about John down in Myrtle Beach? Love the Grand Strand. What's up, John? How are you today?
Hey. I'm good, guys. Hey, before I make my Mets point, I wanted to comment on that. Poor guy that's paying like $90
yeah.
a month.
Well, no, he's not. He's not. That's why it's hard for him to get the Yankees games.
Oh, because I lived in Connecticut my whole life before we moved down here. And
yeah.
I now stream.
Good move, on the MLB, good move by
the app.
Hey, John, good move, by the way.
Yes.
It's phenomenal. I'm a golfer.
Yeah.
This great move.
This is
what's your favorite course, Johnny? Give me your three favorite courses down in Myrtle Beach. I've hacked up
three
every
favorite.
One of them.
You ready? One, two, three. True Blue, number one.
I love it. A lot of sand bunkers right next to Caledonia. Love True Blue.
Yes,
what else?
Sir. Not far down the street, Paulie's Plantation.
Love Paul, beautiful course. Yep.
And number four, where I'm in a tournament this weekend, a 3-day Skins.
Tidewater?
No, Myrtle Beach National Kings.
I played there too. I'd put Tidewater on the top three, but it's obviously subjective. Great courses. Keep going.
Yeah, love them. All right, so I stream on MLB Network for like $19 a month. I get every game except the Braves because we're in Braves.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is for Gene is that he's in New York, so you can't
he's
do
in a blackout.
So he's in a blackout era, just like you are with the Braves. So he can't
do
that.
Gotcha.
It's a great idea. I guess you get a proxy and, you know, kind of
fool
the ISP and stuff. Exactly. Get a VPN. But
what?
Yeah.
That sucks, though. That's bad. So my Mets point.
Go ahead.
Can I just shout out to all my Mets fans?
Go ahead,
dude.
Just settle down, people. All right, settle down. First of all,
sound like Jerry Jones.
No pitchers.
Okay, Cantanger's
right here. Every start.
Yes.
No pitchers pitch every start.
You're right.
And Tiki, I agree with you completely. Steve is not going to let this season spiral.
Nope.
He is just not. And we're in a division that nobody else wants right now.
Feels like
seriously,
it.
Look at
true.
These teams. I just be there in September. Keep these guys. Keep them upright. If Scherzer's got to go down for a little while, then go down for a little while. Like
yep.
you say, I don't want it to be a grade three, but I think he stopped last night when he felt something.
All right. There you go.
And John, that was smart. Thanks, appreciate buddy. You, John. Yeah,
I don't know if you tried the Barefoot Resort either. I've got four courses down there. It's a nice track.
I wrote them all down whenever I get down. Washington's not doing jack this year.
No. You know,
Atlanta, surprisingly, has not figured it out.
They're going to.
I think
they're
going
to be pretty competitive.
They have not yet. Uh-huh. Miami is maybe a little smoke and mirrors.
They're feisty.
In Philly, they're starting to climb a little bit. But mm-hmm. just again, as BT mentioned, they're still six games back.
And they do not catch the baseball. Right. Harper's got that. His wing is jacked up. He's not playing the outfield for 5 weeks minimally. So I wouldn't be scared of the Phillies. I wouldn't throw them in the trash yet. But to say that the Phillies are absolutely coming and winning 95, I think that's a bit ridiculous.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey, Alexa, play WFAN."
All right, TK and Tierney here on The Fan. It's 11:41. We're out at 11:55. Yankees going for another one in Baltimore. You know, listen, I'll be fair. It's fun racking up these wins, but this is some rough baseball to watch, dude. The Yankees were third on my pecking order last night. I had the Rangers one. I had the Mets two. I had the Yankees three. I mean, you've got to, you know, and I don't want this to ever get twisted as much as we have our individual fandom, and most of us do this. You know, you've got to prioritize what's important. You can't just sit there and watch your team and ignore the stuff that's more important. So, you know, I'm sorry, outside of checking in on Cole, you know, I was watching Rangers and watching the Mets a lot more than I was watching the Yankees. The one thing I noticed with Cole, he did not have great stuff early, probably C+, B-,
mm-hmm.
and then he struck out like five guys in a row.
Yeah.
Then they actually squared a few up and barreled a few. Good performance. Not dominant. I want to see him against a good team. But, dude, that's five straight now.
Yeah.
Five right. straight.
No, he's fine. I mean, we worried early. I think the worry is over. I mean, he's going to be who he is. You just hope that – what was the ailment last year? Because it wasn't really –
Hamstring.
Hamstring. That's right.
Hurt his hamstring.
As long as he doesn't have something like that that hurts the way he pushes off or hampers the way that he's – attacking what he does, he's going to be perfectly fine and worth every penny that the Yankees have paid him.
I want to read a tweet here for you. Where is this now? No, this is the dance routine that I've got to learn. Oh, I've got to go up on the stage.
Oh, when is that?
It's Saturday. So I've been watching. Nice. Yeah, I said, where is it? Hold on, I have it on Facebook. My wife sent it to me. So I've been watching this, and I got to tell you, Lisa, I want you to hear the two songs I've got to dance to. There you go.
That's great.
Oh, God. Hang on. That's the first one. You go, whoop. And they say that. And they say that. And they say that. Up, down, up, down.
He doesn't even know the song, though.
No, then we transition into this one. I don't know about you.
Yeah, we need video.
I don't know about you. Oh, I'm sure somebody will provide video. My wife will put it on social media for everybody to mock me. 877-337-6666. What'd you hand me there?
Just the Mets.
Lineups.
Mets and Yankees.
Well, lineups. How about you read the Mets, Mr. Fatalist, and yes. I'll read the Yankees. Go
Brandon
ahead, take
Nimmo
the Mets. Go ahead.
Leading off at center field. Mark Canna, second. Francisco Lindor. Three, Alonzo cleaning up as always. Jeff McNeil. Eduardo Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
In the sixth hole. J.D. Davis. Luis Guillerme.
Say it the right way.
That's
don't
what
sound
I said.
Like a rookie here.
Guillerme. That's what I said.
No, I'm saying roll the R. Guillerme.
I can't. No, yeah, you got to. Hold on. You got to Y the L's and roll the R.
Trust me. I know.
Guillerme.
That's how you say it. Guillerme.
Yes. And Thomas Nito. Chris Bassett on the hill.
Okay. It's time for the Yankees lineup brought to you by Jersey Mike's. And Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the red hot streaking Yankees. We got DJ Judge and Rizzo, 1, 2, and 3, standing back in there, night off, so he'll probably come out and hit a couple of bombs. Torres, who is really looking better, he's in the 5 spot. Hicks, he's playing 6th and center. IKF batting 7th, playing short. Kyle Higashioka is behind the dish, and Marwin Gonzalez is in left field. I'll tell you, Marwin, that's one thing. Marwin Gonzalez made a really nice play in right field last night,
mm-hmm.
and he does not play out there very often. And the Yankees won a game where their base running was on point. Like, it was, again, I know, it's the Orioles. I'm tempering enthusiasm there. But those are the kind of wins you need when, you know, you're not smashing a couple of bombs. Like, they manufactured a few runs, which was nice. Manny's in Amherst wants to know about Tiki's dog. What's up there, Manny?
What's up? Manny.
Manny, take it away, dude. You're annoying.
There it is.
Not true.
Hey, right. What's up? No, our screen was dead.
Hold on.
What's up, Manny?
Can you hear me?
Yep, now we can.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's all good.
I live in New Hampshire. I'm a Yankee and a Giant fan, but I got a dog story relative to what Tiki said.
You're going to have to. I'd like to hear the dog. You got to lower the music to hear the story. Go ahead there. Take it away, Manny.
All right. I got a dog story.
You got to lower the music.
Let me get out of here.
Where are you? In the store? Are you in the store?
Nah, I'm on the porch having a cup of coffee and a cigar.
Oh, that is one hell of a start to the day, Manny. Smoking a fatty, Cohiba, or coffee? Nice.
Well, actually, it's a Liga Privada T-52.
Woof. Little wow. Sambuca in that coffee or not?
I'm telling you, man.
I'm old-fashioned, brother.
It's almost noon, so it's all good.
That's
bro.
That's great.
It's
all good. But real quick, I know you guys got to run.
Yeah, I got you.
The automatic
the robot. Vacuum. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
My buddy's ex-girlfriend, she fosters dogs.
Okay.
Right? So she gets this bulldog, beautiful dog, real sweetheart.
Love those.
Yeah,
and she's got the dog with a couple other dogs in the house. The dog does the deal on the carpet.
Okay.
She's at work. Now, I got to tell you, the Roomba don't know the difference between dust and doo-doo. So what does the Roomba do?
Takes the
doo-doo and spreads it all over the house.
Get out of here. That's terrible.
I ain't lying, brother. I am not lying.
That is terrible.
Oh, boy.
Over the place,
that
man.
Is that's worse than my story, because it is everywhere.
They come home, and he's standing there mystified, how did this happen, and the Roomba is banging itself against the wall. The Roomba must have known it screwed up.
Man, you keep rifling down cigars and coffee before noon, you're going to be dropping on the floor on the carpet too, dude.
No. I get up early to do the necessary exercise.
By the way, Tiki,
I love you. Lifelong Giant fan.
Appreciate
you,
man.
Glad to see you up on top.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks,
have
Manny.
A good one.
Boy, I couldn't have a cigar before noon.
I mean,
I'm not even a cigar guy.
I'm not either, but just except like when I'm playing golf or something. You know, I played golf down at a Hoopy in London. Fretzer was down there.
And my boy Fletch, my former TV partner.
He's a good golfer, dude.
I know he is.
And he smoked cigar the whole time.
Did he really?
The whole time.
Hey, listen, when you're the Iron Man of the NFL and you basically play every single game, you deserve a couple of the post-career cigars.
16 years, that linebacker.
He was good. He wasn't even drafted.
No.
He was, what a story. What a great guy, too. All right, give me a little music there, Dove. It's time to rock and roll, which means it's time to make you a little money. Can I please have the proper introduction there, Mr. Huff?
Now announcing Mr. Enfuego himself, BT.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It is the Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick, and how are we doing, you ask? How about 22 out of 23 ATS? Is that good enough for you? Is that something that might interest you? The old line from Entourage, in case you didn't get that. Tiki didn't even see Entourage, so I know he didn't get it.
I did not.
True story. This is my partner. Never saw Entourage.
Jeez. I watched like 5 episodes.
Anyway, Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by like, Wind Creek Bethlehem, it's go time.
I was like, where are all the black people at?
they were at all the parties. They were the athletes,
joking,
the celebrities. I mean, that's what they had, some great, great like people playing themselves.
All
Entourage, the best. Oh, that was awesome. Anyway. Let me give you a pick here. I gave you the Warriors -5.5 last night. Told you they would absolutely trash Dallas. They did. I gave you the other night the Miami Heat -2 over the Celtics. Marcus Smart was banged up. You know, they played they didn't have a lot of rest. Quick turnaround. Miami had, I think, 3 or 4 days off. And I picked Miami -2. I don't know for sure if Miami's going to win tonight. So I'm going to actually touch something from this game, but not the side. I'm going total. I'm going to take the over. The over-under is 207. It's down to Miami. I'm going to slightly lean. Gotta throw in that gambling verbiage, make it really seem like we know what we're doing here. You know, fade the public, gotta lean. My findings have discovered. Over 207, Heat Celtics over tonight in the NBA. There you go. All right, it's 11:50 here on The Fan.
What
to do with myself today.
What was that number?
For what?
207, what was it?
The one I just said?
207?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy going over.
Dude, don't touch them. Don't mush.
What is wrong with this guy? Try to be the key lose. So
you
get
did the same thing that tried. You know what? You tried to do the same thing yesterday.
I did.
Are you sure about that pick? Yes, I'm quite sure, Tiki. Yes, the old brother's 207 tonight, I'm quite sure.
I want the tea, VT.
He wants it back. See, like, Tiki was getting a little love there because he was crushing his own picks, and I had to step aside.
That's right.
And I admittedly didn't like stepping aside.
That's right.
Because that's usually my role.
I don't want to see somebody else do my job. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore, you don't. I'm not going to relinquish it. By the way, how's Tiger doing? Tiger, last time I checked, Tiger is -1 through -8. I have it for you. So, all right, right now you got Rory at -4. So, let's see. -4 at the turn. I'm just trying to read the conditions. I would say, you know, fairly scoreable. A couple of guys -3, a bunch of -2s. Anyway, Tiger Woods right now is, he either moved up or down. Oh, I guess he may have moved down.
Yeah.
Tiger's at even, tied for 19th right now. He started with a birdie on his front nine. We started on the back nine. So on 10, he actually birdied. Then he went par, par, par. Then he birdied his fifth hole, which is 14. Then he went bogey. Then he went par, par. Then he went bogey. So through nine, he's even.
Yep.
Could be better, could be worse.
Both the Yankees and the Mets are early today. Mets at 12:35. The Yankees at 12:35. The Mets are at 1:10. Hosting the Cardinals, BT. There is a slight update on Max Scherzer. Not the MRI reading on his left side. They took the imaging, but they're waiting for the, I guess is their quote, correct doctor to come read it.
Is that what they put out?
Whatever that means.
Is that from the Mets official Twitter account?
Yeah.
Is it?
I've had two people. DeComo and Gelbs put the same exact thing on.
That's coming from the Mets. Let me ask you a question. Like, why waste your time with that?
I mean, I guess they want their team doctor to read it as opposed to...
No, I understand that, but why not say Max had an MRI?
Yeah.
We will update when we get the results.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean we're waiting for his or our doc? That's inferred.
But how do you not have someone right there to read the results?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, no, you're right. And by the way, Buck also said that for the last couple of games, so I guess a week and a half or so, that Max has also been pitching with some blisters on his throwing hand.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Of course it doesn't mean anything.
The only person who had a career early derailed by blisters was Al Leiter. I don't know anybody else.
It's all right.
Who had blisters derail their career. I mean, because Al, you know, Al was a Yankee early. Most people remember what he did for the Mets and the Marlins. Al was a flamethrower like his son. God, his son's going to be great. Hopefully he stays healthy and he has a great career. Al's a good dude. And Al was a really good pitcher. When was Al Leiter drafted? What do you have that in front? Can you look that up? When was Al drafted?
What was the blister issue?
He had a lot of blisters that kept surfacing on his hands, and it really prevented him from basically reaching his peak with the Yankees. And if I'm remembering this right, he was a hot prospect.
Now what causes that grip?
I think more seams. You know, the way you disengage with the baseball. Yeah, listen. I mean, I've had that just throwing a ball continuously. I mean, not like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as a first baseman outfielder. But no, I mean, I could see why it would happen. What is it? Second round now was?
Second rounder, yeah.
And he went out of high school, right? He didn't go to college. I believe he was right out of high school out. He had a storied New Jersey. I don't think he went to college. Did he? No, I don't think so.
Hoff has a problem reading.
I do. It wasn't there.
Because he doesn't know where to look.
He does not. He went straight out of high school.
Straight out of high school.
Yep. Second round.
All right, I already said that.
1984.
84. Oh, good song.
Central Regional High School in Bayville, New Jersey.
Jersey Star. Much like Volpe, who I think is still hitting 160. Come on, Volpe, get it together. Mets, have a good day. Yankees, stay hot. Teek, I'll see you tomorrow, brother.
Yep, be good, homie.
All right, Dove, good job not ruining the show today. Appreciate you. And Yankee baseball next. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.